Democrat-appointed judges empty jails, freeing convicted illegal alien killer. By John Binder on July 26, 2022. Democrat-appointed judges have helped empty Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) detention facilities, releasing a convicted illegal alien killer and another convicted for burglary. Amidst the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, left-wing open borders organizations filed lawsuits to empty ICE detention facilities claiming that illegal alien detainees were at grave risk of contracting the virus. In 2020, Judge Terry Hatter ordered that ICE's Adelanto, California facility vastly reduce its detainee population, citing the coronavirus. Hatter was first appointed by former President Jimmy Carter. Likewise, Judge Jesus Bernal ordered the release of illegal alien detainees at ICE facilities, ensuring that any detainee claiming to be medically vulnerable from the coronavirus could apply for release. Bernal was first appointed by former President Barack Obama. The result has been a dramatic drop in ICE's detainee populations at its Adelanto and Mesa Verde facilities. As of this month, the Adelanto facility holds just 47 illegal alien detainees on average after previously holding nearly 2,000 detainees. At the Mesa Verde facility, only 52 detainees remain on average after previously holding nearly 400 detainees. Two illegal aliens who took advantage of the judicial-ordered releases were illegal aliens Arity Ramos Tome, convicted of first-degree murder in 1984, and Marvin Kua, convicted of burglary in 2018. In Tome's case, at the age of 17, he pleaded guilty to one count of attempted murder with an enhancement for weapon use, one count of first-degree murder with an enhancement for weapon use, and one count of kidnapping for purposes of robbery, court records state. Meanwhile, Kua was recently shot and killed by officers with the Los Angeles Police Department. Police said Kua was armed and had been involved in a confrontation with officers. The shooting happened when officers responded to reports of an assault with a deadly weapon. Widespread prison release is part of a fierce jailbreak agenda by left-wing non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and the Open Borders Lobby. The Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, which helps with releases from ICE facilities, held a community training seminar in March where activists detailed their Free Them All goals, including defunding ICE and lobbying President Joe Biden's administration to close ICE facilities. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.